Joining me now here in the All-State Showcase studio is Democratic State Representative Bob Rito of Blue Island. Representative, thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
I thought of you when the Supreme Court of the United States decided that states do have the ability to legalize sports gaming, and I know you're kind of a point person on gambling and wagering issues in the General Assembly, and I'm kind of curious how you see Illinois taking a look at this. Obviously, there's a potential revenue source here, which, of course, is kind of why everybody's looking at this. But I'm kind of curious how you see this process going forward.
Well, this is a new opportunity since the ruling and a couple weeks ago. There's been talk early on this year about sports betting, but this opens up an opportunity for in how we look forward in moving with gaming expansion, something that we've talked about for a number of years here, and what's the best way to move forward. This is just another opportunity to put this package together that could provide revenue for the state.
I'm curious about perhaps an idea of whether sports gaming revenue in some way could become an earmarked account and perhaps look at it for a pension debt relief.
Well, and there could be a number of areas where the revenue could get provided to for. What I've learned through this, you know, it's not like pari-mutuel betting. You're betting against the house, and the amount paid out, you got to be careful on how this is crafted to, you know, it sounds like a whole lot's bet, but between the revenue that's generated might not be as much as we anticipate.
And the numbers are all over the map on potential revenue from this.
Yes, and so who
and
knows?
There's no exactly reality to it. I mean, it's just, you know.
And with it opening up, you know, all these states are looking in. There's a number of bills that have been introduced throughout
the country
on this. In preparation, if the ruling would come down, and the ruling did come down, that states can do this. So this is just, but it's an opportunity, and it's a great opportunity for Illinois. Is I've been talking with different stakeholders. The big Senate Bill 7 is the latest version of the gaming expansion, but it seems like every stakeholder is very interested in this. It might be the component that brings everybody together.
Which they never are.
No, and that's the unique thing about since this ruling. Everybody's interested.
You have the horse tracks, and then you have the casinos. You have the small gambling, the video poker.
Yeah, the video. You have the existing casinos, the new casino sites, along with the racetracks or racinos. So there's a number of interested parties that are all interested in the sports betting portion of it.
And there's, I mean, and as I said, we're still at a very preliminary phase here because it's not like we know how it would operate. We don't know what tax would be imposed, and you certainly don't want to see a tax imposed at a level that could put Illinois as uncompetitive.
It could be a disadvantage, and let alone just the regulation of it. How do you, you know, what do you regulate and how do you regulate it? Be too restrictive, and then the black market still could be a major component in taking that revenue and or people that are going to sports bet.
And then you throw in a component like online sports betting and your phone app.
Well, and it's been a big, the last couple of years about, you know, iGaming, online gaming, just as itself. Then you throw, as you say, you throw this on, people betting right off their apps. And then how frequently and what type of bets can you make?
Yeah,
you
know? And in-game bets versus pre-game bets, issues of not being able to bet on a single event and having to kind of do a parlay kind of thing.
Well, along with you know,
don't ask me why I know about this, okay?
You know, is the first pitch going to be a strike ball or are they going to hit the batter? I mean, it could get as in golf, how long the distance the drive will be. I mean, so it could, there's a lot of components to it, but this is, we're working through it, the best way to move forward, to whether it's going to be part of the package, not part of it separate, but it should be part of a gaming expansion pack.
But you don't see this for this session.
Well, you know, this component, we're digging into it now. There's, what, 11 days left?
Right.
10 days, 11 days. The components of the new casinos, the racinos, and that, it's been around a while. We've worked through some of this. This is just a new, and there's a lot to it, but we're going to, I've dove into it already, and we're going to see what we could come up with.
Well, as you say, you do have some general agreement with the interested parties, but at the same time, that's they're interested in it, but
yes.
We don't know what it is.
No, and that's what we're trying
and
to
coming
work
up with the it is the hard part, right?
And as I've worked on a number of these different issues, is you know, you ask one question, and all of a sudden you got four or five more. Well, what about the, you know, as I talked about the regulation or the tax structure, the how, you know, do you use iGaming or apps? You know, they talk about this geofencing where if you cross the border, does it work? Does it not? So there is a lot of components to it, but it's a good opportunity. So in all the parties, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, are all interested in this component from the video gaming to race tracks to casinos to even new companies that are looking at this.
We're speaking to Democratic State Representative Bob Rita of Blue Island. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Showcase studio, along with Democratic State Representative Bob Rita from Blue Island. We're talking about the issue of sports betting and possibilities for Illinois, but also about gaming expansion in Illinois. And you alluded to Senate Bill 7, which is a gaming expansion legislation. What is in that, and where are we at on that?
So Senate Bill 7 has been the latest version of a comprehensive gaming package, which would allow six new casinos, racinos or slots at tracks per se, does some components to video gaming and how the jackpots and the amounts bets. So it's a package that we've talked about with the new casino sites, one being added in southern Illinois.
I was going to ask, what are the casino sites that would be authorized in
so
this?
The six would be Chicago, South Suburbs, Lake County, Rockford, Danville, and in Williams County, which is in southern Illinois, is the latest version of new casinos. It would allow slots at tracks, or racinos,
right,
as some would call it. Cook County being Hawthorne and Arlington, and in downstate Fairmont. Since the last time we talked, there was Balmoral and Maywood, which are no longer
right
in operation now. That's the basic components of 7. I mean, there's a whole lot to it.
Sure. But where is this thing? I mean, is it going to move?
It's in the House, and it's in committee, and so the latest with the sports book has now put a whole lot of focus back on how we could put this package together and move it forward.
But again, given that complexity, I mean, you know, in typically just that expansion part alone, that's where all the infighting goes on.
Yes. It's brought these stakeholders together.
But then when you bring sports into it, yeah. Except, you know, as we were talking, the complications of that are myriad. And, you know, I know that, for example, Nevada, their gaming board has actually, you know, offered their kind of best practices to states to examine.
Yes. And the opportunity, though, that I see is that everyone is talking in a positive manner about this. Now, last year and a couple of years ago, they had the fantasy sports, which
right
caused a major divide into all the stakeholders. And you say, well, what's the difference, you know, between the fantasy sports betting and
real sports
betting? And the biggest component, I mean, the sports betting is sports betting, as we would know it, or as you would know it. Fantasy is more of a pari-mutuel where you're betting against others. And it's not the traditional, you know, are the Bears going to win to cover the line or
right
not? But I see a great opportunity in this.
So maybe nothing moves forward with expansion until the details can be worked out about the sports component, and then do it as one
big package. Big package. And yes, and that's what, you know, Senate Bill 7's in the House. It's passed the Senate. It's in committee. So that component is there. That has been vetted and back and forth. I'm not saying that the House hadn't put some of its say-so into that, but the sports betting is an additional new component that we're diving into and going to see what we could come up with in 11 days.
I don't see in 11 days. I'm not optimistic about 11 days.
But then it gives us the opportunity to try to move forward. Something that we've been talking about and trying to do for a number of years.
I want to ask you, too, about, and I talked to Republican state senator Sue Resnick about this, the governor's mandatory veto rewrite of the 72-hour waiting period for military-style firearms. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a very comprehensive rewrite. It reinstates the death penalty for the death of a law enforcement officer or the deaths of two or more people. It expands that 72-hour waiting period, which is currently for handguns, but expands it to all firearms. There's various other components to it as well. It just seems to me as overwhelmingly comprehensive, and that I know bills are sometimes leveraged where you got to take the good with the bad. But this one, given the regional variations that exist in this state on issues involving guns, that it seems too comprehensive to me.
Well, we got a very serious issue that we've been dealing with guns, and to me, taking this measure, using the amendatory veto to divert what the actual bill, the underlying bill, was to do, and you know, we've seen this in the past and how governors may use their tools that they would say or their authority, but by changing it like that, it's just throwing a whole this is stuff that we've dealt with in the past.
Well, I mean, the death penalty was abolished yep. 7 years ago. It effectively ended when George Ryan
put the moratorium
on.
And then we were talking about what, 7 years ago that was...
7 years it formally became a state law.
So it's just a diversion in a way, a complicated issue as it is, but in what we've been seeing going on with guns and violence, especially here in Chicago.
Well, and now, of course, what we saw in Santa Fe, Texas,
yes,
as well. And there's a component that would be for school police officers, funding for those. But it's a very complicated component because it requires voters in a county to levy a sales tax for schools that not all counties have done. And if they've done it already, that's for school construction purposes. And there would have to be another referendum to move that money for school police resources.
Yeah, this we're going to see how we go forward with something like this. But you know, he acted on it. I don't know, when was that?
About a week ago. And it's now a House Judiciary Committee hearing tomorrow.
Because you have 15 days to act on the veto and see whether the
veto override efforts succeed or whether this bill goes on the board, which Speaker Madigan's office says he's going to put it on the board.
So it'll be very interesting times here.
We will see. Democratic State Representative Bob Rita from Blue Island, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me here.